CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. The month of May, which we are in the last week of the month of May, which is very sad for me. It's going by too fast. We've been talking about women and empowering each of us to do our very best. And I want to thank Jean Shinoda Bolin for coming on the show. She had a great topic to talk about, and we still have more information to give out. I love our next guest because I'm reading her the intro that CJ gave me, and I thought, these are questions that I think I could answer for myself. So I'm really excited to have this guest on with us today, and I want to go right to CJ.
You know, I'm excited to have Olivia, too. I read one of her articles in Psychology Today, and I thought we need to have her on because I think that a lot of us don't understand how we know that money is so important, but we don't understand the psychology of money. Right. And more than sex, what drives partners apart is money, but we don't even realize it.
What is your money type? And I was intrigued. So
yeah.
I thought, wow, what is my money type?
Well, and then also I think that's interesting that she mentions in the article that I have on the website is that, or I forwarded to folks, is that, you know, so much of our money attitudes we get from our family, or maybe we actually had an emotionally charged memory from our childhood, and all of those things we then interconnect in our psychology to our sense of power and our sense of happiness, security. I mean, money equates to so many things that I don't think I even recognize until I read the article. So today we're going to talk to Olivia Mellon, and we're going to talk about the different money types and the psychology of money. So welcome, Olivia.
Thanks for having me.
So I was fascinated to just see all the types: hoarders, spenders, planners, monks, dreamers. Tell us about what these money types mean and why they're important to understand.
Well, you know, first of all, most people are a combination of types.
Okay.
So I call myself a recovering overspender, but I have a little bit of the recovering avoider in me as well, a little bit of the money monk thrown in. So most people are not just one type. And the reason that I developed these types in the 1980s when I started doing this work about money was just to open up the taboo subject of money so people could start looking at it with a little more humor, detachment, self-knowledge. So these types are not statistically valid research instruments. They're just a way to start the conversation with mm-hmm. yourself, with your intimates, with your loved ones, so as you move toward balancing your what I call your lifelong relationship to money. So the first type that I named is called hoarder. Now, in my new book, in the reissue of Money Harmony, I'm calling it money hoarder because everybody else is calling hoarder people who hoard other things.
Right.
So, you know, a money hoarder is a saver, somebody who basically hates to spend money on immediate pleasure purchases and thinks everything is a waste. And really, they want money as security to them. And
yeah.
That's the be-all and end-all for them. They want mm-hmm. a lot of money saved so they have enough security.
Yep.
And, of course, they tend to be in relationships with spenders. And there are many kinds of overspenders. And spenders are the opposite. You know, hoarders love the word budget, and spenders mm-hmm. hate the word budget. You have to call it a spending plan or a spending, saving, and investing plan so they won't rebel against it and sabotage it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a recovering overspender. Spenders love to spend money on immediate pleasure purchases. They have a hard time delaying gratification, budgeting, prioritizing, saving. As I said, they hate the word budget. And they're almost always in relationship with spenders, with hoarders. Because, you know, I've been a couples therapist for 40 years, so I've been saying for so many years, if opposites don't attract right off the bat in couple relationships, and they usually do, then they'll create each other as opposites eventually. So even if two spenders meet and marry or live together, they don't even have to marry, the other one will eventually become the saver or hoarder by comparison because somebody has to set limits or they'd be bankrupt in 4 minutes. You
right,
know?
Right,
and
right.
And if they
balance
both saved, somebody would
yeah.
eventually cave in and spend, and they'd look
exactly.
like the spender in the relationship. So
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I thought that type was the most common, hoarders married to spenders or tightwads married to spendthrifts. First time I was on Oprah, it was about that. But now I think tied for first is money worriers married to money avoiders. And in fact, most hoarders or savers are worriers, and most spenders are avoiders. So that double whammy marriage, a hoarder, worrier married to a spender, avoider. Very common, extremely common. Mm-hmm. And you can see if you're an avoider how you'd create a worrier in your mate, just because somebody has to worry about the money if you kept not dealing with it. And if you were a worrier, you'd create an avoider in your mate because they just don't want to be around that much worry. It's just a drag.
Interesting.
So those four types are everywhere, just everywhere.
Okay,
I mean,
what are
money monk is sort of a rarer type, you know, than ex-hippies, activists, you know, social and political idealists who basically believe that money corrupts and they don't want to be corrupt, so they don't want to have too much to do with money. They think it's selfish, you know. And that's, you know, so some people are like that. And then some people are amassers, and they basically feel like the one who dies with the most money wins. Some people are confused by hoarder and amasser, but they have a very different energetic feeling and a different motivation. Hoarders believe in money as security. But amassers, the one who dies with the most money wins, they believe that money is power, happiness, prestige, you know, control, freedom. They, you know, they have a more, they want money to save, spend, and just as long as it keeps growing. They're obsessed mm-hmm. with it growing. And, of course, each type has good and bad qualities. It's not like right. each one is just bad. They all have good and bad qualities.
Yeah, and then how about you said that one in one of your articles you said that people relate money to love. What did you mean by that?
Well, they relate it to other things, too. Money, that's when I talk about money myths. I mean, for many people and families, money equals love. For spenders, money equals love, you know. So my mother was a spender, a shopaholic. She expressed love to me through buying me clothing. And that was the main way she expressed love to me. So when I was older, like her, I would buy myself clothing when I felt like celebrating or depressed or et cetera. And I would, you know, also want to do that for my kid. You know, it's the way I'm wired. So I have to really work to separate money from love and realize they don't need to be related at all. You know, money is not love, power, security, control, all these magical things we think money does. It's just money, a tool to accomplish certain ones of life's goals, not all of them. So
yeah.
if you really get that money isn't all these loaded magical things, then you're on your way to what I call money harmony.
Money, okay. So the problem exists, I assume, like when you have a hoarder and a spender or a planner or, you know, someone who doesn't plan or an avoider.
Right,
or
a planner and a dreamer. I call them planners and dreamers, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, wait, what are dreamers again? What are the...
Well, dreamers are sort of global visionaries. You know, they know where they want to go, but they don't exactly know how to get there.
Okay,
you know?
Got it. Yeah,
so
that's
the difference.
So the problem comes, the disharmony comes when you actually have these incongruent money types, or when you said that we just create the other type just by virtue of balancing each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you see as the solution to creating disharmony?
Well, okay. Well, for couples... really the solution for everybody in terms of balancing their own type is to acknowledge their type, first of all, and then move, I call it practicing the non-habitual, being where you ain't or do what doesn't come naturally. Develop muscles you didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
That means hoarders need to learn to spend on immediate pleasure purchases sometimes and not freak out about it, write down how it feels to be different, reward themselves for their new behavior, and spenders need to save, you know, put money in an emergency fund or, you know, avoid going on a binge, avoid slippery places, et cetera, to basically do something of a hoarding nature. So,
yeah.
But also, and reward, everybody needs to reward themselves for new behaviors without undermining their behavior. That means spenders can't overspend by, you know, in their reward. And hoarders can't put more money under the mattress.
I didn't spend anything.
Themselves.
Now I'm going to go buy something for myself to treat myself.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, you could buy something, but it has to be very low fee, you know, low cost. But
right.
in terms of a couple, the first step that I have people in couple relationships or any dyads where there's polarization, it could be parent and child, could be people at work who are function as a couple in a certain way, you know, polarize and fight each other over their differences. Basically, the first step is for each person to acknowledge their secret envies and appreciations of their partner's style.
Mm.
So let's say a hoarder-spender couple. You know, the hoarders secretly admire the spender's ability to give, have pleasure, be generous, but they don't tell them that because they're afraid the spender will spend more wildly.
Right.
Spenders secretly admire hoarders' ability to delay gratification, you know, set priorities, save, but they won't tell them that because they're afraid the hoarder will rein them in more tightly.
Oh,
but
I love it.
If there's any goodwill in a marriage and you feel complimented,
right.
you feel
right.
safe enough then to look yes. at your own issues. That's really
right.
the way it goes.
Right. Interesting. So, okay, we're going to be coming, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk more about how to create harmony in a relationship. So we've got step one, but we're going to continue. So right. Olivia Mellon, a therapist with expertise in money conflict, and in the next segment we're going to be talking about what to do when you have an argument about money with your partner. So folks online, make sure to go to www.firedupwithcj.com and subscribe to get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips. We'll be right back.